last Sunday and in today's gospel, we see Jesus calling some men to follow him. After he was introduced to his mission at the River Jordan, when he was baptized, Jesus right away began to gather those who would help him in his mission. We know that he started with 12 men, fishermen. They were to represent the 12 patriarchs who fathered the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, I am not going to go the 12 patriarchs here because it takes too long. And I learned my lesson one time in Berkeley. I saw this man. He left about a minute after I started the homily. And then he came back. And I knew him very well. So I said, James, are you okay? He said, yeah, why not? Well, I thought he was sick. You know, you left the church, and then you came back. He said, what happened? He said, I went to have a haircut. I said, couldn't you wait or go before you come to church? Go before to have a haircut. Where he said, I didn't need it then. So, anyway, it's very interesting, but because the 12 patriarchs represented the 12 tribes of Israel. And now Jesus today calls the 12 men and established a new Israel, the new people of God. Jesus is over the entire kingdom he came to proclaim. Why did Jesus start his mission with fishermen? Could he have gone to Greece and select 12 philosophers or to Rome? No, he wanted to start with simple people, but these simple fishermen were courageous, hardworking, who never gave hope. That's the character of a fisherman, hardworking, courageous, and never gives hope. He might catch nothing today, but tomorrow morning, he will go again. These are heroes of the Christian church. They followed Jesus. They believed in him, in the proclamation of the gospel. And they even gave their life for what they believed and preached. Nothing could stop them. And after Pentecost, as we know, they were full of courage and hope and preached Jesus to those who crucified him. They were heroes. It is not easy to be a hero. That's why we have so few among us today. Where have all the heroes gone? We have what we call celebrities. We see them on TV and the movie theaters. Celebrities, but not heroes. Yet God is still in the business of creating heroes. All those who believe and live the gospel of Jesus who are not afraid to stand up and be counted are heroes. Jesus can change and renew us. He also calls us to help him in his mission, but only if we are generous and courageous. He can change us if we'll only allow him to do so. Now, at times, abrupt changes shake up our lives, like Jonah in today's reading. You know, at the beginning, Jonah didn't want to go. He said, God, I don't want to go to convert. They were Assyrians, people who live in Nineveh. He said, they are brutal people. They don't care for you or for anybody else. But God said, I want you to go. And you know what happened, the story, the fish swallowed Jonah. It was the first movie of Jaws in the world. And Jonah started preaching, fulfilling the command of God. And believe it or not, the Assyrians were converted. I hope we have another Jonah that can go to the ISIS and convert them too. Sometimes our call to ministry is clear. Jesus personally came to John and Andrew and Simon and James. Come follow me. And they did. Sometimes it's not so easy. It's very dramatic. St. Paul was going to Damascus to apprehend Christians who believed in this new religion, men, children, and women. And at the gate of the city, he was faced by the risen Lord. Saul, why are you persecuting me? He was thrown off the horse. You got blind. And he said, Master, what do you want me to do? And Jesus directed him. And he became an apostle. And he is called now the apostle of the Gentiles. Saint Augustine, who did everything under the sun before his conversion, he wasn't even baptized. His mother prayed for him for 30 years, St. Monica. Eventually, one time he was reading the lives of the saints, and God struck him. Close the book. If they made it, so can I. And he went to find St. Ambrose, who was Bishop of Milan, and to make sure he goes there, Monica, his mother, followed him. And he was baptized. He brought joy to his weeping mother. And I was reading this book lately. I don't know if any of you read it. No Turning Back. This guy, I tell you from the beginning, he became a priest, and he has been a priest now for 12 years. But listen to his wife in a little nutshell. He says, I had no understanding of God. I had no respect for God or for anyone. As a teenager, I was into drugs, sex, rebellion, and gangs. I ran away from home many times, and a few times I ended up in jail. For those of you, he says, who can identify with the type of behavior, my experience proves that there is hope. I was reading, by chance, in fact, he loved the geographic magazines. But there was another book among them. It looked like one of them. So I picked it up. And guess what it was? It was a book about Mary. Mary, Queen of Peace. Well, he said, I might as well read it. So, I was reading, he says, Mary, Queen of Peace, when God touched me. I went straight to my room and ripped everything on my wall, everything from Grateful Dead to Miss December. I filled garbage bags of heavy metal records, Playboy and Penthouse, and smoking pipes, and everything went into the garbage. Then I called my mother. I said, Mother, I want to see a priest. She said, you must be joking. No, I want to see a priest. So his mother had to call and make an appointment with a priest anyway. So a day, and then, of course, he went to see the priest, came back to the sacraments, and my vocation started, he said. Today, he is a priest, has been a priest for 12 years, and his mission is to go and speak to youngsters, mainly teenagers, about his life. That you cannot believe it. People still don't believe him that he has done all that before becoming a priest. And Jesus, his proclamation and his person overlap. He is, his proclamation and his person demonstrate that the kingdom of God has indeed arrived. And God, once again, is taking an active hand in the human condition. Jesus is the complete and the full revelation of God. Same with us. We must live our decision for Jesus. We proclaimers must become the proclamation. There should be no change there. No two entities. We are proclaimers and proclamation. That's what Jesus was. The Eucharist moves us into the larger community of everyday life, where the proclaimer becomes the proclamation. What a privilege we have to share in the ministry of Christ. Let us not disappoint him. In the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.